quick question. When you think of hookworms, what actually comes to mind? I don't imagine it's anything good. Even the name doesn't sort of, you know, bring to mind anything particularly pleasant. But they are actually possibly able to help type 2 diabetes. Now, Australian researchers from James Cook University have discovered what could only be called quite a medical breakthrough using hookworms in a world-first trial, implanting them into patients to help control inflammation. Now, Dr. Paul Giacomin is the Senior Research Fellow at the Australian Institute of Tropical Health and Medicine at James Cook University. Paul, a very good morning to you.
Good morning, Nick.
Now, perhaps we should start by just quickly, what actually are hookworms? I mean, I've got something in my mind, but I can't imagine I'm right.
You may be right. Hookworms are a very common infectious disease. They're a worm about 1 centimetre long that can live in your intestines. These worms have largely been eradicated from places like Australia and the US due to improved sanitation, but it's estimated they infect up to a billion people worldwide. So that's basically one every six or seven people, and mostly in poor tropical regions of the world. And they can cause quite significant health problems when the worm numbers get quite high, especially if the person is already malnourished or have other health problems. But we and others have shown in carefully controlled clinical trials that low doses of these worms are quite safe, because if you've got an adequate diet or otherwise healthy. And we and others have now exploring the potential beneficial qualities of these worms that might have in regions of the world where these worms have largely been eradicated, like Australia. And the reason for that is that we think that maybe these worms can, due to the fact they can live within their human host for a long time, they must have had ways to control the immune system of their host, and that might be beneficial in some diseases.
So let's talk type 2 diabetes. What would they actually be doing in a beneficial way?
Well, I guess that's exactly what the project that we're just about to start. I must say that we haven't actually started our clinical trial, but we are about to start that soon. But there's a lot of evidence, both in human population studies, where people have looked, even in places like Australia, where there's quite high incidence of worm infections, they have noticed that these people generally have a better metabolism and lower incidence of type 2 diabetes. And this has been supported by animal studies, where if you give animals a high-fat diet or high-carbohydrate diet and you treat them with worms, they generally get less progression to diabetes. And also there has been some interesting studies in populations such as Indonesia, where there is quite prevalent worm infections, but if you treat these people with a worm to cure their worm with a medicine to cure their worm infections, their metabolic profile shifts in a negative way. So we're about to start the world first trial, you know, testing the effect of giving worms low numbers of worms to people and seeing if this has the opposite effect, i.e., improving metabolism.
So we've seen hookworms be used in, I believe, a couple of years ago, treatment for asthma. I think, was that right?
Yeah, so there's been a number of years ago, some studies were done in the UK in people with asthma. Our group up in the Australian Institute of Tropical Health and Medicine has shown that one of the secretions from the worm, so an individual purified product from the worm, has been shown to be effective at experimental asthma. That hasn't actually progressed to human trials yet. But there is evidence that in addition to type 2 diabetes and also type 1 diabetes, other worms and worm derived factors have been shown, at least tested, to be effective in diseases like inflammatory bowel disease, celiac disease, rheumatoid arthritis, etc. So there's a renewed interest in looking at these worms and the natural products that they produce as potential anti-inflammatories or therapeutics.
It's really changing the nature of hookworm and human relations from sort of parasitic to symbiotic, I guess.
Exactly right. And I mean, our research group is, equally interested in both tackling the big problem that these worms cause worldwide in the poorer communities, and trying to develop vaccines against these worms in these high-risk communities, where we certainly don't want people to be infected with hundreds or thousands of these worms. But we really think that there is because of the evolution of these worms with our immune system and within our bodies, we really think that they contain something that which could be of benefit to us. And that's really where an equal amount of our focus is at the moment, and trying to make something which we could be produced as a more of like a pill-based medicine, for example, derived from a worm product, which would have the same effect as the live worm.
Well, Paul, I look forward to seeing what comes out of your trial, and hopefully we'll talk once some results are in.
Thanks a lot, Nick.
Thank you for your time. Dr. Paul Giacomin, he is a researcher at James Cook University in the Australian Institute of Tropical Health and Medicine, looking at the beneficial aspects of hookworms. Fascinating stuff.